This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Wednesday, June 28th, 2017. We will learn the 13th to 16th Mishnayos in the third chapter of Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Gimel 13, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, Chok v'kalus rosh margilin le'erva. Right, too much joking and lightheartedness might bring you towards promiscuity, right? Sins in the sexual arena. Become too comfortable, too lax, too lackadaisical. Masoret, our tradition, siyag la Torah. Right, that is a safeguard to the Torah. Right, and that is the tradition that we have, the Masorah that's passed down, the rabbinic enactments, which help to protect, safeguard the Torah. Masros, giving tithes, siag laosher, right? That is a safeguard for wealth. So the Kahati argues that that means that, based on the Gemara, that if you give your tithes properly, so it's promised to come back to you and it's promised that you'll do well, it could also mean that if you give, right, if you give charity, if you give stuff away, that is a safeguard to the wealth overwhelming you and becoming too important. Nidarim, oaths, right, are siag leprishus. They are a safeguard for abstinence, right? If you're, something is overwhelming, something is tempting you, so you take an oath to remove yourself from it. And siag lachachma, right, the safeguard for wisdom is shtika, is silence. Sometimes, right, silence is a man's best friend. Right, either idle chatter or whatever it would be, sometimes it's simply best to remain silent. Mishnah Yudalit, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Kiva would say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Bitzelem. Right, man is beloved because man is created in God's image. And not only that, Chiba Yisera, no da'aslo Shenivra Bitzelem. Right, with an additional love, Hashem let us know that we are created in His image, in God's image. Shinemar, Kibitzelem Elokim, Asat Adam. Right, man is created. Humans are created in the divine image. Then the Mishnah moves on from human beings. Right, so there's two levels. One is that Hashem created us in a divine image, and the second is that He let us know that we were created in the divine image. Chaviven Yisrael. Shenikru banim lamako. Right, the Jews are beloved because we are called children to the makam, to Hashem. Chiba yisera, an additional level of love. No das lahem shenikru banim lamakom. It was told to us. We were informed that we are Hashem's children. Shenem rabanim adem laHashem elokeichem. Right. That, the Torah tells us, you are children to Hashem, your God. Chaviven Yisrael, shenitan lahem kli chemda. Right, the children of Israel are beloved since a precious instrument, precious vessel was given to us, and that, of course, is the Torah. And chiba yisera, an additional level of love, no das lahem shenitan lahem kli chemda. Shabo Nivra Ha'olam, right? We were informed that we got the vessel, we got the Torah, right, through which the world was created. Shinamar ki lekach tov nasati lachem, Torah si alta azovu. Right, good lesson I have given you, don't forsake it. Right, so this Mishnah actually raises a fascinating question, right? Why are the Jews separated out? Why are we special? Right, from the first half of the Mishnah, one might have thought there's human beings and then there are Jews. But the end of the Mishnah comes to teach us the reason that we're special is nothing inherently different or special per se. It's because we were given the Torah. Right, we're Hashem's children because they're connected. Because we were given the Torah. That makes us special. That covenant with Hashem comes with extra responsibility, tremendous responsibility. But of course, we appreciate it as a responsibility and a privilege, and we acknowledge, right, Chaviv and Yisrael, that we are beloved because we receive the Torah. Okay, that's part of a much, much larger discussion. Why were the Jews chosen? Chosen because we're special, or special because we are chosen? So food for thought. Mishnah Tetvav, right, we move on to judgment in the world and our ability to sin, or our choice. Right, so Mishnah Tetvav 15 says, Hakol Tzafui, right, everything is foreseen. The Hashem has what we call foreknowledge. He knows what the future will bring. And yet on the flip side, Baharishus Nesuna, the permission is given to us. We actually have the choice, not the right, but the choice, the ability to sin. Uvitov ha'olam nidon. Right? Hashem will judge us with goodness, with kindness. Right? So, some measure of comfort. Ve'akol lefi rov ha'maaseh. And we are judged according to the majority of our actions, not necessarily, the Kaddish says, the weight of each individual action, but the majority of our actions. Right? That's actually one of the one of the great questions in medieval Jewish philosophy. Free will, foreknowledge, right? Omniscience on Hashem's part. Right? So here the Mishnah touches on it in a very simple and straightforward formulation. The Mishnah posits Hashem has foreknowledge, and yet we have free will. Right? Compassion, of course, and judged by majority of our actions. Mishnah Tetzayin. Right, so this Mishnah talks about another of those very famous questions, right? Theodicy. Why don't we see the quid pro quo? You do a mitzvah, you get a reward. You do an avera, you sin, you get punished. Right, we all know that's just by looking around the world. It's not how the world works. It's not so simple. So hu haya omer, he would say, hakol naton nasun be'eravon. Everything is given as collateral. Right? And collateral, eventually, they come to collect. Right? That's the image. That's the idea. You're given your free will. You can do what, right? You have the ability to choose to sin. But know that at some point, they will come to collect. Umitsuda prusa al kolachayim. There's a net spread over all of humanity. Nobody escapes. Right? Chanut. Pitucha, the store is open. Right, on the one hand, the store is open. You can go and sin. You can take what you want. Chenvani makif, but the owner, right, he's gives you credit again, but later will come back to collect. Right, so the store is open. You get your credit. So you get what you want now. Right, that's how credit works. You get what you want now, but they come later to collect. Ve'apinkas pasuach, the pad is open, Vayad Koseves, and the hand is writing. They're that ledger of what is being taken now, what is going to be collected later. Chol rotza lilvos yava v'yilva. Anyone who wants to come now can come and take, borrow money. Do what you want. V'hagabayin machzirin tadi b'chol yom. And every day, right, those, the collectors, the gabayim, right, Hashem's messengers go out, they collect every day. Right, and they exact payment, they take it back, they come to collect, whether you remember or not. Right, whether it's with your knowledge or not. If you forgot, they're still coming to collect. It's written down on the pad. And they have what to rely on, because what you took and what you did is written down. Right, now Hashem's laws, Hashem's judgments are righteous and true. Right, so that's a scary kind of a Mishnah. Right, everybody should know you have the ability to sin, but it's being recorded, and at the end they're going to come for you. Right, but the Mishnah ends on a soft note, which is a nicer note. V'akol mitukan l'suda. Everybody is fit for the feast at the end of days. Right, everyone has their share in the world to come. Right, even though Hashem is going to exact payment for that which we took, the sins, the transgressions, at the end, everybody has a share in the world to come. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.